This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we have our annual visit with the Heartland's most popular vocal band, The Blenders.
I was thinking of an angel when I loved.
It's become a holiday tradition for us to welcome to our broadcast the Midwest's best male quartet, The Blenders, who consist of Darren and Alan Rust, Tim Casper, and Ryan Lance. Darren, you guys started out as an a cappella group 23 years ago, and your music has evolved. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did start out as an a cappella group. We were just four guys who really loved vocal harmony. That's the basis of who we are. For, you know, maybe 5-6 years, we just did a cappella in our shows. And we found that over the years, there was only a certain amount of people and fans that would enjoy an entire concert of a cappella music. So we thought we'd expand a little bit and try some other arrangements, try some stuff with instruments. And as we did that, it really opened the doors for us to a whole new audience. And so we started to do a little bit of a cappella in the shows, a little bit of accompanied music. And it really made for a really wide array of music that we could give to our audience.
So, Ryan, what can we expect from The Blenders on your 2012 holiday concert tour across the Heartland?
Well, the show will be full of all of your favorite Christmas songs. You know, we're doing a lot of songs from our past four Christmas records. A lot of the audience favorites. We did a few years back, we did a couple albums called Songs from the Soul. We're going to be throwing some of the soul music in there. We've got a band, so we can go back and forth and juxtapose the a cappella with the live musicians and, you know, doing four vocals with the band, all of the Temptations. And we usually throw a little bit of humor in there, too. So you can always expect to see us maybe playing some different characters, but we can't really tell you exactly what that is yet.
Tim, tell us where The Blenders are going to be performing this season.
Well, this is a really good tour for us right around the Midwest. We've got, I think we're doing maybe a total of 10 or 11 dates. We're going to start in the Twin Cities at the Pantages Theater. And so, you know, basically all of our dates are kind of home this year, it seems like. Minneapolis, Twin Cities is where we're based. And so we start 14th through the 16th at the Pantages. Then we go down to Des Moines, which is, we call our home away from home. We've been playing there forever. We're at the Des Moines Civic Center, Civic Center of Greater Des Moines, to be exact. We're there on the 18th, and then we head up to Fargo, which is our original home. We're all from the Academy Award-winning community of Fargo, North Dakota, and we're playing up there the 20th through the 23rd. So it'll be fun to be up there in Fargo, near family, and be able to stay up there and spend a few days for Christmas.
Ryan, I hear The Blenders have a new website.
Yeah, we're really excited. What we have done is we've consolidated our online store. Now we handle everything in-house. So, you know, the trend is going to download digital, and we still have that through iTunes and everything. But on our site, you can order our past CDs, and the turnaround is very quick on it. So we're very excited about that. It's theblenders.com. Check it out.
Tim, your show is so beautifully staged. How do you go about putting it together?
You know, we've been doing it a long time, as we mentioned, 23 years. So when we get together, we tend to be able to prepare things and rehearse and have everything come together pretty quickly. But that's not to say it doesn't take a lot of preparation and a lot of practice. So we get together, we start singing, we make sure that we've got all the harmonies tuned up and right, and then we put some staging together. You know, we have staging rehearsals and choreography, and it all kind of comes together pretty quickly after that. I would say in about 2 or 3 weeks.
In closing, Tim, I know you do a family show, but what do you want your fans to come away with when they attend a Blenders concert?
We have been fortunate to do this long enough where we've gotten to know a lot of our fans personally and people that have come to the show over and over again. So anyone who sees our show knows that we have fun on stage, and hopefully we give them a lot of harmony and, like I said, just a lot of good times.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Midwest Today Radio Edition. And I want to encourage our listeners to check out the Blenders.com website for some spectacular music. They have CDs available and digital downloads, not just of Christmas music, but also soul and jazz, folk and light rock. Also, stop by our Midwest Today magazine website. It's at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition. Take it away, Blenders.